94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. This is the Electric Drum. I'm Juan Castillo. It is my pleasure to have in the studio this morning, I have Alisa Bowens Mercado. How you doing?
Good morning, Juan. It's so good to be back.
Absolutely. So, you know, she salsa'd right in here.
I did. You know? I did a two-step.
there you go. And so, you know, the reason I'm, you know, I've interviewed her before so many times because she's done some great, you know, work in our community for young people, for adults, for health, you know, with Alisa's House of Salsa. And she's been doing that for years and has grown that business just fantastically. But now she's into something else. And the reason we have her here is because of we have rhythm.
We have rhythm. I have glided on the the craft beer dance floor with my heels.
Wow. That is so great. That is, before we get into the beer, because we're going to get into that, right?
Yes.
Let's talk. There's a lot of folks that, you know, might not have heard the last interview, right? So let's talk about your life, right? You know, and I know it, so, you know, it's not new
family,
to me.
Family, yes.
But the rest of the community needs to know about you. You grew up in New Haven.
Yeah, I grew up in Bethany.
In Bethany.
Okay. But my grandparents lived in New Haven, in Newhallville.
Right.
So Newhallville is very close and dear to my heart. So
right.
I would, every summer, I would be, basically would live in New Haven on Shelton Avenue.
Right.
Surrounded by, you know, the community and, you know, right up the street from Gulf Street Park. Gulf Street. Well, Gulf Street was around the corner, but Bassett Street Park.
Yes.
So, heavy ties to New Haven.
So tell me about growing up. You know, tell me about your life growing up.
You know what? My life, no complaints, Juan. I'm going to tell you something. My parents, Mel and Bill Bowens, the best. They nurtured me. They made sure that they were behind me 100%, whatever I did. I had an amazing, amazing childhood. I am really, really blessed. I was able to go to some of the best schools growing up. But as my mother always says, she goes, we brought you up in the suburbs, but we made sure that you had ties to your folks and the people in the community.
And what great role models your parents are.
Amazing, amazing. Yeah. Hard workers.
To the rest of the community, for that matter.
Yes. Well, you know what? Everyone would always say, you know, you guys just, you know, you give back to a community that, yeah, but this is our community.
Right.
I always tell people, if you don't open doors for others, then why work? It's important that we look out for folks in the community.
So you went totally in a different direction than your family's business, right? Because, you know, you should be building right now.
Well, yeah, you know what's funny? You know, for 13 years, I owned a portion of the business.
Yes.
So in Connecticut, I was a general contractor for many years. Actually, I sat on the mayor's ad hoc committee for several years to make sure that women and minorities in this city and in the state had their fair shake in all the development projects. Out. And just FYI, I still have my foot in that. I think my left dance shoe is in that a little.
Yeah, right.
So I have not. I haven't forgotten about that. So
right.
I still am very supportive of the family business because they're still doing it.
Wonderful. So you found out that you love to dance. Tell me about that.
Okay, so growing up as a kid, and on Saturday mornings, mom would clean the house, and she would have Stevie Wonder. She have every type of dance music. You could disco music, Donna Summer, the Bee Gees. I mean, you name it, she had it. So I literally just, you know, she knew that I was a kid that never sat still. So she was like, you know what? Let's put her in dance school. And so, Juan, I literally at 3 years old, because I needed to take that energy and put it somewhere, went to dance school here in Connecticut.
Three
years old.
Wow.
I've been bopping around. I'm not going to tell you my age.
So,
but for a bit.
Yeah, right. And of course, when you go to dance schools, you know, you get a chance to like dance all the different types of dances, right?
Tap, jazz,
right,
ballet,
right, right,
modern.
Right. And so then salsa.
and then salsa. But I'm going to tell you what actually really did it.
Okay.
I was in Puerto Rico on a business trip from the construction. I was going down to speak on the island to women and people of color who were trying to break into the construction industry.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, I walked into the El San Juan Hotel, and I will never forget that day. I looked. It was the most beautiful, most elegant, most amazing thing that I had ever seen in my life. You had a salsa band playing. You had the cigar bar. You had people just literally that were having the time of their lives, and everybody just looked so, I mean, they, you had young, you had old, you had the salseros that were in there that were literally like just, it was like a movie. Yes. And I said, I'm not coming back to Puerto Rico unless I know how to dance salsa.
Wow.
And it was amazing.
Wow. Juan Castillo, I'm here with Elisa Bowens Mercado. And you know her from Elisa's House of Salsa. And she's got this new venture. It's a beer. It's called Rhythm. And we're going to get into that. Right now we're getting into her life and you know, where she's come from. And so at some point, you decided to get to learn.
Yeah, right? The dance. Know?
And tell me about that.
So I came back from Puerto Rico because, of course, I said, I'm not going back there unless I know how to do what they were doing.
Right.
Because they looked like they were having the time of their lives. And I'm just like, I want to be a part of the fun. And I'm going to do. It's like nobody puts baby in the corner. I need to be involved in this.
Yes.
So I literally, I came home and I took a couple of dance lessons with a local instructor. And he saw something inside of my energy and my spirit and my passion for it. He goes, you know what? In his very broken English, he's like, I'm going to teach you how to dance good salsa. He said, if you teach me how to speak like really good English. And I said, you got a deal.
Wow.
And it was amazing. And you know what? We started dancing together. And we would do shows and people would see us coming. It was almost like Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers.
Yes.
And we would
attest to that.
Yes. You would see, you know, we would be on the dance floor and it was just like, you know, but it was amazing. It was amazing. And then I eventually, you know, branched off and did open up Elisa's House of Salsa in 2000.
That had to be kind of difficult, right?
Yeah, well, you know, it was a little difficult
to leave the family business.
But you know what? Of as you know, my great supportive parents and a family, and I told them, I set them down and said, you know what? I'm just going to go follow my dance dreams. I said, if I'm open for 3 days, 3 months, 3 years, or 30 years, I said, and I could at least say that I've tried it. And of course, my parents gave me their blessings.
Isn't it fantastic when you can go to work every day and you just love it and it's not work?
Right? It is not work. You know, it's funny. I'm coming from the dance studio and I do a lot of in-house field trips.
Yes.
So what happens is we get a lot of kids that come in from different parts of the state who have never experienced salsa dancing or Latin dancing. They think salsa is something that's just in their cabinet or in their refrigerator at home. But the teachers hire, you know, me to come in and to just let them know, no, it's a culture. It's folks, it's people, it's something different, it's diversity. So I was just telling a group that came in from Watertown, from Swift Middle School, that, you know, if you go to work every day and you have a passion and you're not looking at your clock going, I can't wait to get out of here, then you know what? You're doing the right thing.
Right.
So passion.
And it's really interesting because, number one, your classes are different age groups.
Oh, yes.
Your parties.
Yes.
Different age groups.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like this thing that you do and this thing, this salsa thing, right? It's like, it's the one thing that has not caught up in terms of dividing the young and the old.
Right. It is.
Isn't that amazing?
It's collective. That's what I love. You know, when you see let's just say a 21-year-old and then a 67-year-old on the same dance floor, it's incredible.
Yes.
And I mean, from different backgrounds, it's just amazing.
Yeah. And
we're spreading the, you know, that gap. We're closing.
We're closing that gap. And that's so important today.
And we need that today in this world. I think, you know what? I do a lot of events at Yale.
Yes.
We did an event last Saturday at Gypsy, which is on the campus.
Right.
And when I tell you, and I'm not exaggerating these numbers, there were over 265 people that were in that were at that event. And the numbers, that's great because it lets you know that the diverse dynamic of that, you had people from, I mean, all, it was the United Nations.
Right.
And if our life and our world can be like that, if people could just walk into that room and see what that's all about and emulate that today in just your everyday walk of life, that this would be a wonderful world.
And it's the music also, right? Because the music is very captivating.
Mm-hmm.
The music is about love and and uniting our folks and sometimes, you know, lost love, and all of that, right?
All of it. I get, you know what? It's funny. I get a lot of folks that come in who are either newly divorced or broken up, or they want to find something fun to do. They are sick of the, you know, rigmarole of the everyday monotony of the same thing. And I say, you know what? Come to my studio. You can pretend you are on an island for an hour.
Right.
And not even get on a plane and go anywhere, but just come and feel the energy, have some fun, and meet the best people in the city.
Yeah,
really,
that's great. So, recently got married. Congratulations!
Thank you. God completely sent down. I waited a long time, Juan. I'm very patient, as you could see.
You have to be.
I was very
patient.
Had to have the right one. So, 45 years old, my wonderful husband, John, Mr. Mercado, is just one of the best things. He's so supportive. He's just an amazing, amazing person. You know when you have your family, but then you have your significant other?
Right.
You know. You get it.
Absolutely.
We're in businesses, or not even businesses, but we are in careers and industries that, you know, take a lot of, we're always on the go. There's always something to do. And if you don't have that person who is behind you and that's supporting you, you know, sometimes that it just doesn't work. So I'm going to say I'm beyond blessed.
And, you know, kudos to him because, you know, sometimes I know he's like, oh, I got to back up.
No, right. No,
because I mean, your personality and who you are.
Right.
You know, and, you know, it takes a strong man to do
it
that.
It does. And he's, you know, very strong.
Yeah. And self-assured.
Very. Let me tell you something. He loves Alisa being Alisa because he knows that there's some energy out there that somebody might need.
Right.
And so he's not selfish.
Yes.
So he's like, you know, people that might come in that are not having a good day or, you know, need a little dance class or need to lose some weight or just whatever it is. He says, I can share her.
Right.
I can share my wife, you know, with people because he knows that some folks, like, you know, they feed off of the energy.
Right, right.
But
so
it's amazing being married.
Yeah. Oh, it is. I can tell you that.
Because I was always married to the dancing.
That's right.
I was married to my business and my career. So balance. It's called balance.
Yes, absolutely. So rhythm. And this is 94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city.
The rhythm.
And we have got, you know, Alisa Bowens Mercado here. We've been talking about her life, you know, and about her dance studio and all the work that she's done in this community, especially for young people. But she's got this new concept now, right? She's moved in a different direction. I didn't see it coming. I don't think any of us did.
No one saw this coming.
But this beverage is called Rhythm. So yes. I love it. I love it. It's got our colors, you know, it's got the red,
I can't believe it.
It's got the YBC colors.
Red, white, and black. This is, well, you know you're destined for greatness if you have colors that are red, white, and black. It's significant.
Absolutely. So tell me about Rhythm.
Okay, Juan, I'm going to tell you, not a lot of people didn't know about this. I'm going to tell you why.
Yes.
This didn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
This was a 3.5-4 year really dive into the industry, really figure out if this is something that I wanted to do.
Right.
So it was a lot of research. It was a lot of getting business plans together. It was a lot of going to beer festivals and seeing, you know, what's going on. What is this industry all about? I grew up with grandmothers who were both beer drinkers. Not the men in the family. The women were beer drinkers. And so I don't know if you folks remember the Ponies of Miller back in the day.
Yeah.
well, back in the day, it was okay to, like, you know, maybe, you know, give, like, you know, the kids a little, just a little sip of a little, you know, something before you went to bed. But I just remember a visual of my grandmother's having the Ponies of Miller. And I said, you know what? I was just like at the end of that whole, you know, just the Pony and Miller, I said, my gosh, I was just going through these beer festivals going, you know what? I'm going to pay homage to my grandmothers. And I said, I want to bring, but I want to bring beer back to the basic of beer. The craft beer industry contributed $1 billion to the state alone last year in revenue.
Okay.
Anything that's contributing $1 billion, it's something that we folks should look into.
Yes.
So walking around the beer festivals, I noticed a couple of things. There were not a lot of women. They were all either with their husbands or their boyfriends, or they were just, you know, they were just there. And there were not a lot of people of color.
Wow.
At these beer festivals. And so I said, you know what? I need to tap into this craft beer industry and figure out how to become involved.
Okay.
And then that's when the research, and that's when I knew, you know what, pay homage to my grandmothers, but then really take this concept and make this a reality.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, how is it made?
So, yes.
How does beer made?
So beer is made, you have your hops, you have your malts, you have your wheats, you have barley, you have the preparation. Like my brewer, shout out to my brewers over in East Haven. They're amazing. Overshores.
Wow. Local.
Yeah,
wow.
Local. We are a total local business.
Okay.
Our hops, it's ironic, come from South Africa.
Okay.
Which is great. So it's just, there's some ties to
Wakanda.
Africa there.
Wakanda.
They're right, coming exactly. from Wakanda. They're coming from Wakanda.
There you go.
That was, I purposely, when I was getting my ingredients together, because when you drink Rhythm, those are my ingredients. Those were strategically placed together to get the exact taste that, you know, I wanted.
Yes.
So I'm going to have to invite you to a brew day one
okay.
day. You come to the brewery with me.
All right.
You can meet my brewers, my head brewers, and then see how they literally put all of these ingredients. They boil it. It's like, you know, the brew. It's, you know, they bring it up to a certain temperature, and then the grains come out, and then the water, and then they filter it in. The process is incredible.
Awesome.
It's incredible. As a matter of fact, I have a canning day this Friday.
Okay.
So that, you know, maybe you guys can come and look at. But it's fascinating. But it really is taking the ingredients and boiling them, dropping them down to a certain temperature, and then letting them ferment.
Okay. So a black woman.
Yes.
Going into a business that you're not supposed to be doing this.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
That's number one, right? Mm-hmm. Number two, marketing plan. Who am I going to market this to, right? Talk about that.
Okay, so the marketing.
Yes.
We are proud that we are the first African American female beer company in the history of Connecticut.
Wow.
We are the second African American female beer company in New England.
Black girl magic, y'all.
And I believe we are the fourth or fifth. Our brand and the business, I'm the fifth in the nation.
Man.
So it's just, but we need to diversify this industry.
Yes.
So with marketing, my demographics, who do I want to drink my beer? Everybody.
Yeah.
I want the craft beer drinkers. I want the folks that, you know, go to these beer festivals. I want women. I want men. Anyone drinking age.
Which is different because most beer companies try to go after
a certain demographic.
Right.
Like the millennials.
Exactly.
You know? We
right.
have a lot of millennials actually drinking our beer.
Okay.
Right now, which is amazing.
Yes.
But we have folks that are doing parties with me, like for the salsa, mm-hmm. restaurants, bars. I mean, so it's really a diverse group demographic of folks who have really, like, they love the concept, they love the product, they love the beer. At the end of the day, if you don't have a good product, people can like you all they want. They're not going to buy your stuff.
Right. And so in terms of producing and then, you know, taking it to the stores and all of that, right? So you got the bars, right?
Yeah.
And the clubs.
Yeah.
And then you got the stores, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you got to hit.
Oh, you
got
to hit. Oh, you have to hit all three.
All right.
So, and you know what? It's funny because my people go, how did you, in 3 weeks, how did you sell out of, we literally sold 100 cases of beer.
Man. Okay.
In 3 weeks.
Wow.
Which a new brand, sometimes that's not heard of.
Yes.
But my marketing and my sales team consist of myself and my mother.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Shout out to my senior executive, account executive. We really hit the ground and we really hit
That's
it running.
Awesome.
We go
keeping it in the family.
We're keeping it in the family.
That's nice.
And hubby, of course, takes care of social media, the social media marketing.
Gotta have that.
Yeah. And then the aunt Gloria, I mean, we take different the family. Listen, this is a family affair.
Yes.
Sometimes when you don't have like that major, you know, investment money coming in where you can spend hundreds of thousands on a marketing campaign. Mm-hmm. No, this is like grassroots. This is like, we have a brand, we have a product. Let's bring it out to the people. Let's bring it out to the folks who know me through salsa.
Right.
And so that's been great because the salsa has helped me.
Yes.
In the marketing.
Right. So, okay. Where do you go from here now? I mean,
so
okay.
So we've got an amazing product. We right. have a beer that people are tasting, they're trying. We set up actual like tastings. Like we were across the street, you know, at Temple Wine and Spirit. Shout out to them. We went through all of our cases. People come in, they want to meet us, they want to know the backstory, and then they have a sip of the beer and then they purchase. But we're looking to take this to a completely different level.
Right.
Like I said, we're trying to bring beer back to the basic. I said, why can't I be the next Corona? Why can't I be the next Budweiser? Why can't I be the next Heineken?
That's right.
And we actually just got an email today from Foxwoods.
Nice.
So and we're doing a follow-up with Mohegan. So this brand, it's based right here in New Haven. This is a New Haven-based local one. So when people say, I want to drink local, hey, guys, Rhythm is as local as you can get. I have a 06515 zip code to let you know that that's how local and how New Haven and how community-based this beer is.
Well, that's great. Well, listen, I'm so glad you came through.
Yes, thank you.
And I wish you all the luck with this product. I know it's going to do great. People
We're
have
blessed.
Already talked to me about it. You did something down here at Vanity, and I
yes.
people. I walked by, and people are coming. Right. I say, I was like, what? You know,
yeah.
So this
the launch
great.
Party,
yeah.
We're gonna have Juan. We're gonna have so many more launch parties and you know events. Just follow us on our Facebook, our Twitter, our Instagram page is blowing up. And we're just really excited because, like I said, we want to take this brand to a completely different level, but a product that everyone that can enjoy.
And you're still teaching and dancing.
I'm still teaching. I can't retire. I will not put up my dance shoes until my, those good old legs keep going.
So do you have a protege that you kind of... because you always got to have your...
Yeah. Game. Listen, I told... Cloning isn't in yet for my feet. I said I wish there was cloning, but there's no cloning yet. So I have a couple of folks that are understudying with me now.
Great. Well, let me know about the events that you're doing.
Yes.
And so I can let the people know where you're going to be. And, and of course, you're still... If you got any girls out there, any older cats, that want to lose weight, that want to have a good time.
Come in.
What's the number at the studio?
So 912 Whaley Avenue. We're at 912 Whaley Avenue, 203-562-5472. We're right in Westville. We're not going anywhere.
That's
we're excited that we are there in the area. And Juan, you keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate
you
that.
You really you bring out the best in this community.
Well, it's my commitment.
Yes, you can tell.
And that's what it's all about. And just like you, I love coming to work every day.
Every day. And don't look at the clock.
Absolutely. I don't even have one on.
I don't either.
Thank you so much
for
coming.
Thank you, Juan.
Juan Castillo with you. This is Electric Drum right here on 94.3 WYBC.